Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The wild pitch. High fly ball. Left field. Arozarena. What does it go?
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That's the sound of money disappearing. Joe Davis on the call last night on Fox. Springer dinger, money disappears. Our Seattle Mariners going home in Game 7 of the American League Championship Series at the Toronto Blue Jays. We will break down the World Series coming up 20 minutes from now. We look forward to that and give you some of our NBA regular season and postseason predictions. A couple more great guests will join us next hour on the show. The Whale Capper Drew Dinsick and Matt Moore from the Action Network. All our bets for tonight close the show an hour and 20 minutes from now. But you know, I just checked my watch. Jim Bowden, what time is it?
It is baseball time, Nick, right now.
And joining us on the show, former Major League Baseball General Manager, Executive of the Year, CBS Sports, MLB Network Radio, The Athletic, the great Jim Bowden on Twitter at Jim Bowden GM. What's going on, my friend? Happy World Series to you and yours.
Yeah, Nick, same to you. And for Mariner fans, I'm sorry that Dan Wilson didn't think Andrés Muñoz was the right guy to bring in for George Springer. I just don't understand it. We've watched George Springer with 23 postseason homers. We've seen him hit 7 in the World Series. And you're sitting in that situation with 2 men on, with a 3-1 lead, a chance to go to your first World Series ever. And you decide that Pizarro, of all the guys on your pitching staff, is the guy that has to go to the mound to face him? Are you kidding me? I feel for Mariner fans today because they had it. They had it, Nick. They had that World Series appearance. I predicted back in March they'd be in the World Series, and there it was.
I think the Femi, big Mariners fan's going to crawl under his desk right now. Jim, we don't need to relitigate Game 7, but I do want to ask you this question because I think it's interesting, and you're as smart when it comes to baseball as anyone I've ever talked to. Did the Toronto Blue Jays win the American League Championship Series, or did the Seattle Mariners lose it?
Yeah, I mean, I think they won it. I think they won it, Nick, because contact and power is a unique combination. They do both. They're the best defensive team in the American League. That showed up. And their manager, quite frankly, John Schneider, outmanaged Dan Wilson. So I have to say they did. This was evenly matched. Either team could have won with the right moves. I feel for Mariner fans. But, you know, someone's got to go on. And Toronto won more in the regular season, and they won this series fair and square. So I'm going to go that way. But I will say this. I personally feel like they mismanaged the pitching in that game. I would have let Kirby stay in a little bit more. I would have let Wu stay in a little bit more. And then I would have had Munoz. And they are the only three pitchers that I would have pitched with everything on the line. You got to have your best on the bump with everything on the line. One game, that's it. So I think that part's frustrating. But You want to throw a pitch like that to George Springer, then you're going to go home, and they did.
Brutal for Mariners fans and for Mariners bettors like me.
Yeah.
We'll get to the Dodgers and the Blue Jays coming up in a second, Jim. But just, you know, like, I think it's one thing for people like me, people like Femi, who like never in the game, to talk about what Shohei Ohtani did in the closeout game, game four of the National League Championship Series against the Brewers. Jim, you're a successful former general manager in Major League Baseball, one executive of the year, as tapped in as it gets. When you try and rationalize what Ohtani did in that game, heading into a world where he's transformed this Dodgers team, I know they won in 2020, the COVID year, but he's basically turned them into winners since he signed with them last year, on the cusp of another world championship potentially. How do you kind of rationalize what he was able to do in that clinching game?
Yeah, so I was at Dodger Stadium for the game. So I got to watch the 10 strikeouts on the mound through six innings, and I got to watch the three homers. And I think when he hit the third one, I just grabbed my head like this, and I froze like in a catatonic state. I will say this to make it clear for the listeners. Shohei Ohtani is artificial intelligence. He's not really a human being, because human being can't do what Shohei Ohtani did on that Friday night. Babe Ruth couldn't do it. Now, I've watched sports like you, Nick, my whole life, right? I have tremendous respect for Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan and LeBron James and Tom Brady. I love sports as much as anybody ever. But let me tell you this. I've never seen a human being do what he did on Friday night. It was the greatest single performance of an athlete in the history of sports ever on planet Earth. He is such a cool guy, because when he's DHing and not pitching, you would think you're in Santa Monica on the beach hanging out with a surfer. He just likes to have fun. He's like a little kid in Little League. Great energy, smiling, joking around with people. And then the day that he pitches, he goes to a different level that's not really human, and he becomes a heavyweight fighter. It's Muhammad Ali or George Foreman when he gets on that mound. And I remember watching him throw that first inning on Friday night. And I watched after he got him 1-2-3, I watched him sprint off the field. I'm like, why is he sprinting off the field in the first inning? And it was to quickly, obviously, get all his stuff off and the new gear on to go to the plate so he could then hit, start crushing with the bat. To watch him hit three homers and punch out 10, are you kidding me, Nick? What he's doing is just, we've never seen it before. We'll never see it again. So enjoy it, embrace it. He is that good.
And he is the favorite to win World Series MVP at our show sponsor, Jim, BetMGM at +165. We'll get micro, Jim, with the World Series in a minute here. But let's start macro. Your conceptualization of how the World Series will play out. The Blue Jays obviously have home field, but the Dodgers are pretty sizable favorite at BetMGM, -220. How do you see the World Series playing out? And then we can get into specifics.
Dodgers in five, maybe it's Dodgers in six, but my bet is Dodgers five. The Dodgers have better starting pitching 1-4. They will have the better starting pitcher on the mound for every single one of these World Series games. The Los Angeles Dodgers have a better offense 1-9. The Los Angeles Dodgers have more power 1-9. Blue Jays are better defensively. They have a plus defender at every position. Unless Bo Bichette comes back for the series, which I'm hearing he might, then if he goes to shortstop, that will be the only below average position they have on the field. I'll argue that perhaps the Blue Jays have the better bullpen, or have the potential of having the better bullpen. That's the one little Achilles heel the Dodgers have, but they hide it if Dave Roberts does what he did in the Brewers series, which is, I'm going to let my starter go six, seven, or eight innings. Then you hide the bullpen problems. I think Sasaki can do the ninth, and if not, I think Blake Treinen and Alex Vesia are good enough. But that would be the one part of the team isn't special. When Teoscar Hernandez is in right field, he's a below-average defender, but he normally makes it up by hitting a home run at some point. Then they put Dean in center, they move Paz to right, and then they're good defensively again. The Los Angeles Dodgers are the best team on planet Earth. This is the best Dodger team I've seen in a quarter of a century. I asked Dave Roberts on the field at Dodger Stadium. He's been there 10 years. He's been to the playoffs for 10 years. I said, Dave, is this the best Dodger team you've had? Answer, no question. Not even close. Yes, it is. I agree with him.
Yeah, I said it during the 3 o'clock hour. I think it's not a matter of who's going to win the series. It's how many games. And if you want to bet under 5.5 games, +140 over at BetMGM, where you can make it legendary. Who's going to win World Series MVP? Because we're all on the same page that the Dodgers are going to win. Is it Ohtani, or is there someone else further down the board that you think might steal World Series MVP?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Ohtani because he's got two shots to do it, right? He's got doing it on the mound as an ace, and we know at the plate he's the MVP of the league. He's going to win MVP in the National League over Kyle Schwarber. So, I mean, I think he should be the favorites. Do I think Freddie Freeman could win it? Sure. Do I think Mookie Betts could win it? Sure. I mean, those would be my three favorites in that order, you know, Ohtani, Freeman, Betts. I think any one of them can win it. But, you know, if you're asking me where I'm putting my money, I'm putting it on Shohei. I mean, I've just been around him. I just watched what he did. Humans can't do that. So it doesn't mean he's going to win it. You know how these things play out. So, you know, we'll wait and see. But I think any one of those three future Hall of Famers have to be the favorites for me.
In your mind's eye, Jim, if the Toronto Blue Jays do the impossible, and the betting market doesn't say it's impossible, but they're a pretty significant dog in this World Series. If the Blue Jays win the World Series, who is the most likely player on Toronto to win Most Valuable Player if
Vladimir
the Blue Jays
Burrow
pull the
Jr.
upset?
You know no it's Lefty Daddy. Yeah, he's won George Springer's too. I mean, that's the two guys. You know, I think Bichette's been out so long, I can't imagine him having a great series, to be honest. It's really hard to jump back in it. Even if he starts, you know, does a guy like Addison Barger or Ernie Clement, would it make a great story? Sure. Let's be realistic, though. If the Blue Jays win this thing, which they won't, it'll be either Guerrero or Springer that does it.
Do you have an under-the-radar player for us, Jim, on either team, someone with doesn't have a ton of expectation that you think could overperform expectations in the Fall Classic?
Alejandro Kirk obviously can. Addison Barger can. I mean, that would be kind of the two Blue Jay guys under the radar. For the Dodgers, don't laugh, but KK Hernandez, I mean, he just always does it in October. He loves it. He could be the guy. Tommy Edman, who a year ago won the LCS MVP, and he just came off a strong LCS game again. He could do it. You know, if I thought the series would go deep, you know, I could do Blake Snell again. I mean, he's been dominant three starts in a row. I could see him having two great starts and winning it as another possibility there. Andy Pahez has been a sleeper for me all year long. He bats ninth and hits homers and steal bags. So, you know, all of those kind of guys have some kind of chance. But I think for the Dodgers, I'll go Will Smith. And for the Blue Jays, I'll go Alejandro Kirk. I'll take the catchers as the long shots to do it.
Jim is such an unbelievable stud that we've already got in the interview, and we still have a couple of minutes left. Dodgers in five. Ohtani MVP. Under the radar players on both teams. I think we're probably good on the World Series, as former Major League Baseball General Manager Jim Bowden with us on the show. CBS Sports, MLB Network Radio, The Athletic, on Twitter at Jim Bowden GM. Now, you and I have spent a lot of time together, and I can corroborate, not that anyone would think you're lying, but Jim's claims that he is a ginormous sports fan. You love your Lakers, you love the Dallas Cowboys. Save the Lakers because they're playing tonight. Let's take your temperature on your 3-3-1 Dallas Cowboys. Feels like they could use a pass rusher. Micah Parsons would be pretty good. Where are you at on the Cowboys right now after the win against the Commanders?
So, look, their offense is good enough to win a Super Bowl. And I mean that. Dak Prescott's playing like an MVP. You've got your bell cow running back at Javonte Williams. He's legit. He's healthy. He's legit. You now have two great receivers that all argue. I'll take CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens over Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Like, that's how good they are. If not, they're in the conversation. You got the solid tight end in Ferguson, and you've got nine offensive linemen that can get the job done if you have injuries. That's pretty impressive. So the offense is good enough to do whatever. They can play with anybody in the NFC. The defense stinks. It smells. Deodorant won't help it. You know, neither will Creed if you want to spray it all over your body. So can they fix it? I don't know, to be honest with you. You know, if Jerry Jones goes and trades for a Max Crosby or Trey Hendrickson or a Simmons, trades for a corner, would that be enough? I don't know. I mean, I think you need a middle-of-the-road defense to be able to be a playoff team and do damage. I don't know if they can get there, to be honest with you. So if I thought Trayvon Diggs and Bland were going to be as good as we thought they were going to be a couple of years ago, I think if I knew that Overshown was going to come back and impact in the linebacker position, you know, I think there's some pieces there that can work. But right now, the defense isn't good enough, unfortunately, which we're going to find out here as time goes on. Trade deadline is going to be important. Look, they've got four first-round picks the next 2 years. If you want to trade a first, a second, and a third somewhere and try to get a couple of defenders, they could get enough to become a wild card team and maybe even win a playoff game. But the defense has a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I said yesterday on the show, and it's not to rub salt in the wound. Like, if Micah Parsons is on this defense, the Cowboys are a playoff team this year.
Yeah.
That's how good the offense is. And honestly,
different conversation. Future Hall of Famer.
Shoddy's been awesome, and Clayton Adams has been awesome as the offensive coordinator. Like, I think he should get head coaching interviews after what he's done. They transformed this run game and Javonte Williams in this run game. It's been awesome. We have about 45 seconds left, Jim. You are a psychotic celebrity Los Angeles Lakers fan. LeBron to start the year, home dogs tonight against the Dubs. Give us your outlook for your Los Angeles Lakers. About 45 seconds for the answer.
I think they're going to be a transitional team this year. They're going to make the playoffs. They may win a round or two in the playoffs, but I think there's more work to be done. I don't know how much LeBron James has left in the tank. We'll find out. They're going to probably save him for the playoffs, right, and really manage his time at his age. I still think they're another big star away from being a team that we can talk about being championship caliber. But I will say this, they're going to be fun to watch. They have a lot of work to do defensively. I know J.J. Redick will work with them. I do worry about their defense, and I worry if they can stay healthy, especially with guys like Marcus Smart, who they're counting on the defensive side of things.
You know, you're so good at this. It's almost like you should be working for multiple media outlets because you're a total stud. CBS Sports, MLB Network, Radio The Athletic, at Jim Bowden, GM. My friend, you are the best. You're very generous with your time. Sincerely appreciate it. Stay well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Great being with you. Enjoy the World Series.
The great Jim Bowden joining us on the show. Oh, I'll enjoy the World Series as long as the Dodgers win.
Mm-hmm.
You bet any Dodgers here, Femi?
I'm betting under 5.5 games at +140. I think the Dodgers win. I don't want to lay -220. I think it's a short series. Dodgers in five. So
Bridge jumping is a betting term for when you bet something that you think is like a sure thing. I've been bridge jumping a little bit on the LA Dodgers to win the World Series.
Oh,
like betting more on the Dodgers. On the other side, NBA season predictions and our World Series thoughts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The 1-0 pitch. High fly ball. Left field. Arozarena. What does it go?
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That's the sound of money disappearing. Joe Davis on the call last night on Fox. Springer dinger, money disappears. our Seattle Mariners going home in Game 7 of the American League Championship Series at the Toronto Blue Jays. We will break down the World Series coming up 20 minutes from now. We look forward to that and give you some of our NBA regular season and postseason predictions. A couple more great guests will join us next hour on the show. The Whale Capper Drew Dinsick and Matt Moore from the Action Network. All our bets for tonight close the show an hour and 20 minutes from now. But you know, I just checked my watch. Jim Bowden, what time is it?
It is baseball time, Nick, right now.
And joining us on the show, former Major League Baseball General Manager, Executive of the Year, CBS Sports, MLB Network Radio, The Athletic, the great Jim Bowden on Twitter at Jim Bowden GM. What's going on, my friend? Happy World Series to you and yours.
Yeah, Nick, same to you. And for Mariner fans, I'm sorry that Dan Wilson didn't think Andrés Muñoz was the right guy to bring in for George Springer. I just don't understand it. We've watched George Springer with 23 postseason homers. We've seen him hit 7 in the World Series. And you're sitting in that situation with two men on, with a 3-1 lead, a chance to go to your first World Series ever. And you decide that Pizarro, of all the guys on your pitching staff, is the guy that has to go to the mound to face him? Are you kidding me? I feel for Mariner fans today because they had it. They had it, Nick. They had that World Series appearance. I predicted back in March they'd be in the World Series, and there it was.
I think Femi, big Mariners fan, is going to crawl under his desk right now. Jim, we don't need to relitigate Game 7, but I do want to ask you this question because I think it's interesting, and you're as smart when it comes to baseball as anyone I've ever talked to. Did the Toronto Blue Jays win the American League Championship Series, or did the Seattle Mariners lose it?
Yeah, I mean, I think they won it. I think they won it, Nick, because contact and power is a unique combination. They do both. They're the best defensive team in the American League. That showed up. And their manager, quite frankly, John Schneider, outmanaged Dan Wilson. So I have to say they did. This was evenly matched. Either team could have won with the right moves. I feel for Mariner fans. But, you know, someone's got to go on. And Toronto won more in the regular season, and they won this series fair and square. So I'm going to go that way. But I will say this. I personally feel like they mismanaged the pitching in that game. I would have let Kirby stay in a little bit more. I would have let Wu stay in a little bit more. And then I would have had Munoz. And they are the only three pitchers that I would have pitched with everything on the line. You got to have your best on the bump with everything on the line. One game, that's it. So I think that part's frustrating. But you want to throw a pitch like that to George Springer, then you're going to go home. And they did.
Brutal for Mariners fans and for Mariners bettors like me.
Yeah.
We'll get to the Dodgers and the Blue Jays coming up in a second, Jim. But I think it's one thing for people like me, people like Femi, who like never in the game, to talk about what Shohei Ohtani did in the closeout game, Game 4 of the National League Championship Series against the Brewers. Jim, you're a successful former general manager in Major League Baseball, one executive of the year, as tapped in as it gets. When you try and rationalize what Ohtani did in that game, heading into a world where he's transformed this Dodgers team, I know they won in 2020, the COVID year, but he's basically turned them into winners since he signed with them last year, on the cusp of another world championship potentially. How do you kind of rationalize what he was able to do in that clinching game?
Yeah, so I was at Dodger Stadium for the game. So I got to watch the 10 strikeouts on the mound through 6 innings, and I got to watch the 3 homers. And I think when he hit the third one, I just grabbed my head like this, and I froze like in a catatonic state. I will say this to make it clear for the listeners. Shohei Ohtani is artificial intelligence. He's not really a human being, because human being can't do what Shohei Ohtani did on that Friday night. Babe Ruth couldn't do it. Now, I've watched sports like you, Nick, my whole life, right? I have tremendous respect for Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan and LeBron James and Tom Brady. I love sports as much as anybody ever. But let me tell you this. I've never seen a human being do what he did on Friday night. It was the greatest single performance of an athlete in the history of sports ever on planet Earth. He is such a cool guy, because when he's DHing and not pitching, you would think you're in Santa Monica on the beach hanging out with a surfer. He just likes to have fun. He's like a little kid in Little League. Great energy, smiling, joking around with people. And then the day that he pitches, he goes to a different level that's not really human, and he becomes a heavyweight fighter. It's Muhammad Ali or George Foreman when he gets on that mound. And I remember watching him throw that first inning on Friday night, and I watched after he got him 1-2-3. I watched him sprint off the field. I'm like, why is he sprinting off the field in the first inning? And it was to quickly, obviously, get all his stuff off and the new gear on to go to the plate so he could then hit, start crushing with the bat. To watch him hit 3 homers and punch out 10, are you kidding me, Nick? What he's doing is just, we've never seen it before. We'll never see it again. So enjoy it, embrace it. He is that good.
And he is the favorite to win World Series MVP at our show sponsor, Jim BetMGM at +165. We'll get micro Jim with the World Series in a minute here. But let's start macro. Your conceptualization of how the World Series will play out. The Blue Jays obviously have home field, but the Dodgers are pretty sizable favorite at BetMGM, -220. How do you see the World Series playing out? And then we can get into specifics.
Dodgers in 5. Maybe it's Dodgers in 6, but my bet is Dodgers 5. The Dodgers have better starting pitching 1-4. They will have the better starting pitcher on the mound for every single one of these World Series games. The Los Angeles Dodgers have a better offense 1-9. The Los Angeles Dodgers have more power 1-9. Blue Jays are better defensively. They have a plus defender at every position. Unless Bo Bichette comes back for the series, which I'm hearing he might, then if he goes to shortstop, that will be the only below average position they have on the field. I'll argue that perhaps the Blue Jays have the better bullpen or have the potential of having the better bullpen. That's the one little Achilles heel the Dodgers have, but they hide it if Dave Roberts does what he did in the Brewers series, which is I'm going to let my starter go 6, 7, or 8 innings. Then you hide the bullpen problems. I think Sasaki can do the 9th, and if not, I think Blake Treinen and Alex Vesia are good enough. But that would be the one part of the team isn't special. When Teoscar Hernandez is in right field, he's a below-average defender, but he normally makes it up by hitting a home run at some point. Then they put Dean in center, they move Paz to right, and then they're good defensively again. The Los Angeles Dodgers are the best team on planet Earth. This is the best Dodger team I've seen in a quarter of a century. I asked Dave Roberts on the field at Dodger Stadium. He's been there 10 years. He's been to the playoffs for 10 years. I said, Dave, is this the best Dodger team you've had? Answer, no question, not even close. Yes, it is. I agree with him.
Yeah, I said it during the 3 o'clock hour. I think it's not a matter of who's going to win the series. It's how many games. And if you want to bet under 5.5 games, +140 over at BetMGM where you can make it legendary. Who's going to win World Series MVP? Because we're all on the same page that the Dodgers are going to win. Is it Ohtani or is there someone else further down the board that you think might steal World Series MVP?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Ohtani because he's got 2 shots to do it, right? He's got doing it on the mound as an ace, and we know at the plate he's the MVP of the league. He's going to win MVP in the National League over Kyle Schwarber. So, I mean, I think he should be the favorites. Do I think Freddie Freeman could win it? Sure. Do I think Mookie Betts could win it? Sure. I mean, those would be my 3 favorites in that order. You know, Ohtani, Freeman, Betts. I think any one of them can win it. But you know, if you're asking me where I'm putting my money, I'm putting it on Shohei. I mean, I've just been around him. I just watched what he did. Humans can't do that. So doesn't mean he's going to win it. You know how these things play out. So we'll wait and see, but I think any one of those 3 future Hall of Famers have to be the favorites for me.
In your mind's eye, Jim, if the Toronto Blue Jays do the impossible, and the betting market doesn't say it's impossible, but they're a pretty significant dog in this sure. World Series. If the sure. Blue Jays win the World Series, who is the most likely player on Toronto to win Most Valuable Player if
Vladimir
the Blue Jays
Guerrero
pull the
Jr.
upset?
You know, it's Lefty Daddy. Yeah, he's won George Springer's too. I mean, that's the 2 guys. You know, I think Bichette's been out so long, I can't imagine him having a great series, to be honest. It's really hard to jump back in it. Even if he starts, you know, does a guy like Addison Barger or Ernie Clement, would it make a great story? Sure. Let's be realistic, though. If the Blue Jays win this thing, which they won't, it'll be either Guerrero or Springer that does it.
Do you have an under-the-radar player for us, Jim, on either team, someone with doesn't have a ton of expectation that you think could overperform expectations in the Fall Classic?
Alejandro Kirk obviously can. Addison Barger can. I mean, that would be kind of the 2 Blue Jay guys under the radar. For the Dodgers, don't laugh, but KK Hernandez, I mean, he just always does it in October. He loves it. He could be the guy, Tommy Edman, who a year ago won the LCS MVP, and he just came off a strong LCS game again. He could do it. You know, if I thought the series would go deep, you know, I could do Blake Snell again. I mean, he's been dominant three starts in a row. I could see him having two great starts and winning it as another possibility there. Andy Pahes has been a sleeper for me all year long. He bats ninth and hits homers and steal bags. So, you know, all of those kind of guys have some kind of chance. But I think for the Dodgers, I'll go Will Smith. And for the Blue Jays, I'll go Alejandro Kirk. I'll take the catchers as the long shots to do it.
Jim is such an unbelievable stud that we've already got in the interview, and we still have a couple minutes left. Dodgers in five. Ohtani MVP. Under the radar players on both teams. I think we're probably good on the World Series, as former Major League Baseball General Manager Jim Bowden with us on the show. CBS Sports, MLB Network Radio, The Athletic, on Twitter at Jim Bowden, GM. Now, you and I have spent a lot of time together, and I can corroborate, not that anyone would think you're lying, but Jim's claims that he is a ginormous sports fan. You love your Lakers, you love the Dallas Cowboys. Save the Lakers because they're playing tonight. Let's take your temperature on your 3-3-1 Dallas Cowboys. Feels like they could use a pass rusher. Micah Parsons would be pretty good. Where are you at on the Cowboys right now after the win against the Commanders?
So, look, their offense is good enough to win a Super Bowl. And I mean that. Dak Prescott's playing like an MVP. You've got your bell cow running back at Javonte Williams. He's legit. He's healthy. He's legit. You now have two great receivers that all argue. I'll take CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens over Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Like, that's how good they are. If not, they're in the conversation. You got the solid tight end in Ferguson, and you've got nine offensive linemen that can get the job done if you have injuries. That's pretty impressive. So the offense is good enough to do whatever. They can play with anybody in the NFC. The defense stinks. It smells. Deodorant won't help it. You know, neither will Creed if you want to spray it all over your body. So can they fix it? I don't know, to be honest with you. You know, if Jerry Jones goes and trades for a Max Crosby or Trey Hendrickson or a Simmons, trades for a corner, would that be enough? I don't know. I mean, I think you need a middle-of-the-road defense to be able to be a playoff team and do damage. I don't know if they can get there, to be honest with you. So if I thought Trayvon Diggs and Bland were going to be as good as we thought they were going to be a couple of years ago, I think if I knew that Overshown was going to come back and impact in the linebacker position, you know, I think there's some pieces there that can work. But right now, the defense isn't good enough, unfortunately, which we're going to find out here as time goes on. Trade deadline is going to be important. Look, they've got four first-round picks the next 2 years. If you want to trade a first, a second, and a third somewhere and try to get a couple of defenders, they could get enough to become a wild card team and maybe even win a playoff game. But the defense has a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I said yesterday on the show, and it's not to rub salt in the wound, like, if Micah Parsons is on this defense, the Cowboys are a playoff team this year.
Yeah.
But that's how good the offense is. And honestly,
different conversation. Future Hall of Famer.
Shoddy's been awesome, and Clayton Adams has been awesome as the offensive coordinator. Like, I think he should get head coaching interviews after what he's done. They transformed this run game, and Javonte Williams in this run game. It's been awesome. We have about 45 seconds left, Jim. You are a psychotic celebrity Los Angeles Lakers fan. LeBron to start the year, home dogs tonight against the Dubs. Give us your outlook for your Los Angeles Lakers. About 45 seconds for the answer.
I think they're going to be a transitional team this year. They're going to make the playoffs. They may win a round or two in the playoffs, but I think there's more work to be done. I don't know how much LeBron James has left in the tank. We'll find out. They're going to probably save him for the playoffs, right, and really manage his time at his age. You know, look, I still think they're another big star away from being a team that we can talk about being championship caliber. But I will say this, they're going to be fun to watch. They have a lot of work to do defensively. I know J.J. Redick will work with them. I do worry about their defense, and I worry if they can stay healthy, especially with guys like Marcus Smart, who they're counting on the defensive side of things.
You know, you're so good at this. It's almost like you should be working for multiple media outlets because you're a total stud. CBS Sports, MLB Network Radio, The Athletic, at Jim Bowden, GM. My friend, you are the best. You're very generous with your time. Sincerely appreciate it. Stay well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Great being with you. Enjoy the World Series.
The great Jim Bowden joining us on the show. Oh, I'll enjoy the World Series as long as the Dodgers win.
Mm-hmm.
You bet any Dodgers here, Femi?
I'm betting under 5.5 games at +140. I think the Dodgers win. I don't want to lay -220. I think it's a short series. Dodgers in five. So
Bridge jumping is a betting term for when you bet something that you think is like a sure thing. I've been bridge jumping a little bit on the LA Dodgers to win the World Series.
Oh,
like betting more on the Dodgers. On the other side, NBA season predictions and our World Series thoughts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
And for the first time in 32 years, the Blue Jays have won the pennant.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
With today's NBA No Sweat Token, you don't need to sweat if your wager loses. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets. Go hard in the paint this season. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And make sure you like, subscribe, and share all of the You Better You Bet content on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Joe Davis with a call last night on Fox. Femi, given that that's about the 17th Joe Davis highlight that we played from last night, all Blue Jays related, do you think Jake Hassan should be in contention to win Nick Costos' money this week?
No, I know Jake was on Team Toronto. Jake already won his money last night. He doesn't deserve to win any more money. I know Addie is a Team Springer Dinger. She does not deserve any of Nick Costos' money.
I got to say something about Addie quickly, who's not on the show today to defend herself. Mm. But if she were here, I would say it also. So Addie, how old is Addie? 23?
Yeah, I think 23, I believe.
Yeah. So Addie, we know Addie's a big Astros fan. That's fine. Mm-hmm. And we know that
Springer fan.
Did she bet the Blue Jays? But like, she was like rooting for the Blue Jays for sure. Not because like Femi likes the Mariners, because I just think she likes Toronto and she's a huge Springer fan. She was in our You Better You Bet group chat last night. She was poking, like, there's just some things you don't do. Like, look, if I had bet the Blue Jays last night, I would have been really happy. But Femi's a huge Mariners fan, and he bet the Mariners to win the series. Like, I'm not gonna kick him while he's down. Like, no one in our group chat was texting me like, "Ha! Like, how about that Giants collapse on Sunday?" Because you know there's emotion involved in this.
Yeah.
I think we need to bring Addie on the air tomorrow and have a conversation with her about this.
Yes, I fully agree. Do you want me
to handle it, or do you want to do it?
No, she's not on the show tomorrow. So maybe Thursday?
Yeah.
Whenever Thursday, Friday, next Monday, whatever. Whenever she's back. No, you can handle it because I'm too close to it. There were moments last night where like I was never going to text anything crazy or anything like that, you know, because like, we're all friends. And I know she's not doing it to piss me off. Yeah. I think we're all friends. At least that's, I mean, you let me know. Like, are we not? I think we're all friends. But
I don't like a lot of people I work with. I'm kidding. I like everybody.
But I'm saying, like, you know, there's a couple of times it's like, all right, damn it, I get it. He's a former Astro and he won a World Series. But, like, you know, whatever. Yeah, it was not fun. It was not a fun experience. But, I mean, that pales in, I mean, like, that was more like an annoyance to me. Like, I was, my hatred was towards Dan Wilson and his managerial style last night and the money that I would have won had the Mariners won that ball game and were 8 outs away. But yes, Addy, maybe there needs to be an etiquette conversation at some point whenever she's back on the show.
Let's have some etiquette here and let's win some money.
Yes, let's do it.
So I won money when the Dodgers won the National League pennant. It was really awesome.
I'm
going
to
win more money if the Dodgers win the World Series. I have decided, actually, you know, I was actually thinking about something Ken said on the show once, which was after Michigan won the, so he had Michigan and the Florida Panthers, mm-hmm. right? So Michigan won the national championship that January, and then the Panthers won the Stanley Cup later that year. And mm-hmm. when the Panthers beat my Rangers in the Eastern Conference Final, I remember Ken saying that he had bet regret, that he wished he had bet more on Michigan leading, because he had Michigan the entire year. We talked about it on the show the whole year, that was the one team that in his bucket that could win. Not again that he's like the Oracle, but he was right about that, right? It was really good analysis, and like we won money on it. It was great.
And they beat another team from Seattle as the pain continues.
The University of Washington. And he regretted not betting more on Michigan leading into that game against Kalen DeBoer, Michael Penix Jr., Rome Odunze, Jalen McMillan, Jalen Polk, and the Washington Huskies. And he didn't want to make that mistake again, so he bet the Florida Panthers, even though he had Florida already, prior to the start of that series against the Oilers, which is they go up 3-0, the Oilers win the next three, and then the Panthers win game 7 at home. So I was thinking about that, and this is on, like, I bet at a smaller scale, obviously, and I'm not trying to, like pretend otherwise, but I have, like, mm-hmm. I win if the Dodgers win. I still have decided to bet more Dodgers and like laying like a pretty big price to do so.
Yeah.
-220, -230. I just laid some -245 while Jim was on the air. So like I'm in on the Dodgers here. You are also, right?
Yeah. The Dodgers are going to win the series. I have not made the series price yet or made that bet yet because I want like the plus money or whatever, which I'm probably just getting cute. Like might as well just bet the team I think is going to win.
Plus money.
Yeah, with the total games. That's what I want.
Oh, gotcha.
So like, okay. Yeah. Because I think the Dodgers are going to win in like 4 or 5. So I want to bet, which I mean, I guess I do exact series price Dodgers 4-1. But I just want to kind of group both of those in and bet under 5.5 games, which is +140. Because I don't think this is going to go to Toronto or whatever. I think the Dodgers take one or two. Maybe they take both. But once they do that and at least split, they're not going to make the mistake the Mariners made and have to go back to Toronto. I think they're going to finish them 3, 4, 5, maybe just in 4, and it's over. But the Dodgers are the much better team. I thought Jim's breakdown in the last segment was awesome. Like, the pitching is better, the lineup is better, and yeah, like, maybe you could poke holes into the bullpen or whatever, or like, the defensive metrics of the Toronto Blue Jays might be slightly better, but I actually think that the Dodgers actually have, like, the better manager, and the manager that will, like, make the right decisions with Dave Roberts.
How crazy. Do you think that? If it were against Dan Wilson, I would think that. I do think John Schneider is pretty good.
I think experience is just a massive deal in these playoffs. And we saw it last night with like Dan Wilson and him like managing the game as if it was August, as opposed to like, there's no tomorrow. Dave Roberts. And I know he's taken a lot of arrows. He's not my favorite manager. And like a lot of people could probably manage this Dodgers team. However, like he has done it and he has won multiple World Series and John Schneider's never been here in this spot. And in the big moments, I'd rather trust the guy that's been there and done that as opposed to the guy that's living this in real time. So the managerial edge, I do believe, is on the Dodgers' side. So, yeah, I think they check all the boxes, and I don't think this is going to be a long series.
I hope not, as someone who's on the LA Dodgers as well. So, you have an MVP thought? Like, I know everyone bet Kike Hernandez on the crew a while back. Like, do you have any other MVP? I kind of just agree with Jim. Like, it feels like this is Ohtani's time.
I will say this, though. Like, if it is a short series, that does open things up for, like, crazy outcomes.
It does.
Like, let's say, because Ohtani wasn't all that in a bag of chips prior to game 4. Like, he was striking out a ton. I believe he was like 1 for 20 prior to that game four performance. And of course, like, he has like the legendary game tour. You must give him MVP, and rightfully so. But if it's a 4 or 5 game series, why can't somebody random win this? Like, why can't a Max Muncy have like a really good series? Or why can't someone like, Freddie Freeman, of course, we all saw what he did last year, but like Mookie Betts at a bigger price than he usually would be on a regular team that didn't include Shohei Ohtani. So I really wouldn't be getting involved with Ohtani. I think I would be kind of looking for long shots in anticipation that this is a short series.
All right, there you have it. We both like the Dodgers to win the World Series. Game one, 6 weeks from now on Friday night. You bet on this Tuesday. Femi, NBA opening night. We've talked a lot about the NBA, obviously, leading up to the season, how I think both of us think, well, you like the Nuggets to win the title. I like the Thunder to win the title. Any other predictions this season for the NBA? Eastern Conference, awards, etc.
Are you ready for my Eastern Conference prediction? I mean, come on.
So just hold on very quickly. If you're listening to this on the radio right now, Femi was making like a weird face while I was talking. And I swear I thought in my head, like, the dog is barking.
Well, she does the thing where she sits down and she looks at me and I know it's coming. Like, that's so like, I, yeah, man. Because like, I have it literally written down here in this notebook. Says take Willow for bathroom, and I don't know if you can see it. Maybe you can see a little bit better now. It says 11:55 a.m., 12:55 p.m., 2:55 p.m. It is 2:51 p.m. right now on the West Coast. The bathroom. Yeah, maybe it's a little bit early.
You gotta go.
you gotta go. So I was just like, can she please make it to the break before the power hour? Apparently, she cannot. But the Eastern Conference is where I want to get
the dogs
wild.
Barking?
Though, yes, they will be in the East. The dogs will be, and it'll be an old dog who doesn't need new tricks, just needs the tricks to work right. And they might be working this season because for the first time in, I think, about 5 years, Joel Embiid is not on the injury report for a Sixers game. He is fully healthy. He is fully healthy. And I'm telling you, the Sixers, if this team can get out, and I think they have a good plan because Embiid had the surgery and they've been really cautious with him throughout the summertime and into the fall with training camp.
He's going to play like 40 games.
Is he? Maybe he plays 60.
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay. Yes. And yes. Yes. And maybe I'll win Powerball. Sure.
I'd say Embiid has a slightly better chance. But yes, I understand. Like, it is a long shot. It is a long shot. But I think as long as they get him healthy to April, with the, Paul George, who another guy is now on this, if he can be healthy, and Tyrese Maxey, who is a dog, I think they have the makings of an Eastern Conference winner. I don't trust your Knicks with the two best players being bad defenders in Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns.
They've never been to the Eastern Conference Finals with Embiid healthy. They never made it to the finals.
The East has never been this wide open. It has never been. Giannis isn't standing in the way. The Celtics are banged up. Tatum's out for the foreseeable future. I know people think he might come back in March with all the videos that have been circulating. I think the Sixers win the Eastern Conference, and especially at price at 14-1 in this wide open East. If he's healthy in April, they got the best guy in the conference outside of Giannis.
What is Willow?
I ran on your parade?
No. I don't. I mean, if you're right, I'll tip the cap to you. No way. How about this? I'll say this about the Sixers. I think that they are either going to win like 57 games or win like 19 games. I don't think they're going like 41-41. Like, you're going to get an extreme on one side or the other. Yeah.
You know, Embiid's like 201 to win MVP. I'm not betting because I don't think he's going to meet the threshold, it's kind of wild.
Is he going to win? Is he playing 65 games?
Yeah. Well, it's 201 to do that. Because that's probably what it is.
No, he has to play 65 games and be awesome.
And play, well, yeah. I think he'll be awesome, but I don't think he's going to play 65. Just give me 62 Embiid and get healthy to April.
I think Thunder sweep the Knicks in the NBA Finals. And SGA just wins another MVP. A little boring, but I like to win. Final hour, power hour coming up next. We start the hour talking NBA with the great Matt Moore.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.